Let's talk next about the Grammy Awards, which are announced this Sunday. 1 year ago, Adele swept the Grammys by winning 6 awards. This time around, 6 artists are up with 6 nominations each. They include Kanye and Jay-Z. Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Mumford & Sons. Frank Ocean. And Fun, the band behind this instant sing-along classic. Yes, that would be our music critic Ann Powers and me singing along as we talked about the Grammy Awards. What do these 6 artists share in common who've gotten so much attention?
Well, it's an eclectic slate. You have roots rock, hip-hop, R&B, kind of glammy pop rock. But what they all share is a kind of integrity, I think. You know, they're all album artists. They're all artists whom I think the Academy imagines will have long careers or who have had long careers. And they're making music that not only is commercially viable, but that fulfills a certain idea of respectability.
I mean, somebody like Mumford & Sons seems to fit that category. I mean, they're well-crafted songs. They're excellent lyrics. That's the kind of thing you're talking about here.
Absolutely. And I think as the music industry continues to go through these violent changes having to do with, you know, music being distributed through the internet and physical recordings kind of going away, people really want something solid. And these artists represent that. Mumford & Sons is a great example because they're almost perceived as having been saviors of a certain kind of music, a certain rootsy folk rock that's very beloved by, you know, maybe older Grammy voters, but a lot of young ones too. So,
and they're relatively young guys, aren't they?
They are young guys, and
they,
you know, they have a huge
young
following.
Relatively
those
speaking.
Are those other young guys.
Relatively speaking. Well, okay, what, and don't take this question the wrong way, where's the integrity in Fun and in that song We Are Young? It's a great anthem, but what makes it have that quality that you're talking about?
Well, Fun is the pop story of the years among this group of Grammy nominees. Fun is a rock band that plays around with pop influences and even uses some hip-hop influences in its music, but they have just had a commercially smash year. They've had not just one single, the monster hit We Are Young, but 3 singles from their album Some Nights. So Fun represents how you can be a band with integrity, make quality music, and still top the charts.
Does this collective search for integrity by the Grammy voters mean that they are less willing to take risks and honor somebody who's not entirely established yet?
I think there's a great example of that, Steve, which is Carly Rae Jepsen, whose song Call Me Maybe was definitely one of the songs of the year. And she's only up for 2 Grammys and only 1 in a major category. Why was someone like Carly Rae Jepsen not nominated for 6 Grammys? I think that's why, because she feels unproven to the Grammy artists. Also, maybe because she's, frankly, a young woman. And it's harder still, even now, for young women to gain respect right off the bat. I mean, even Adele had to make a couple records and, you know, make this classic monster hit before she had a sweep in the Grammys.
Is anybody bothered that of the people in the elite group, the 6 who have 6 nominations each, that it's all men?
Yeah, well, I wish that I could say men dominating the commercial mainstream music industry is a surprise or a shock. But even today, in this era of great pop divas, and of course, Taylor Swift and Rihanna are both nominated for 3 Grammys this year. And Kelly Clarkson, of course, her great song Stronger is going to hopefully win a Grammy. Even in this day and age of great pop divas, the tradition of mainstream rock-oriented recorded music, unfortunately, it remains a boy's game. And that's changing, but it hasn't totally changed yet. And I think this is the evidence of it this year.
Ann Powers, music critic, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Steve. Rock on. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
taller. Many people are no doubt stronger after our singing on Morning Edition from NPR News.